This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito sounds the alarm that religious liberty is in danger of becoming a second-class right. That story right after this short message.
Get a jump start on your college education by earning college credit as a high school student through dual enrollment at Evangel University in Springfield, Missouri. At only $65 a credit hour, you will save time and money while fast-tracking your higher education goals. Visit evangel.edu/dual for all the details. Courses are available on campus or online. Apply by December 18th for classes starting in January.
From bakers to broadcasters and from preachers to teachers, Christian liberties as protected under the First Amendment have been under attack for a while, and the severity of the attack has only increased during the COVID pandemic. In a virtual address to the Federalist Society, Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito said that religious liberty is in danger of becoming a second-class right. He explained that the pandemic has resulted in previously unimaginable restrictions on individual liberty, and that we have never before seen restrictions as severe, extensive, and prolonged as these experienced for most of 2020. It pains me to say this, but in certain quarters, religious liberty is fast becoming a disfavored right, and that the COVID restrictions have blatantly discriminated against houses of worship. Justice Alito wanted to make it clear that he isn't diminishing the severity of the virus threat to public health. But whatever one may think about the COVID restrictions, we surely don't want them to become a reoccurring feature after the pandemic has passed. He also said that because of the ruling on cases such as Obergefell versus Hodges, which allowed same-sex marriage nationally, people who believe in the biblical definition of marriage are labeled as bigots and treated as such by governments, employers, and schools. As it says in the prophet Malachi chapter 3, "So you will again distinguish between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. Pray that God's children will be able to walk in the way of justice and righteousness and use discernment that honors God, no matter what the earthly cost." I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.